is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says he has reason to believe a further Russian invasion of Ukraine will occur in the coming days. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
President Joe Biden bluntly said late Friday he is convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has made the decision to launch a further invasion of Ukraine, while adding it's not too late to pull back from the brink.
The West is united and resolved. We're ready to impose severe sanctions on Russia if it further invades Ukraine. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy.
In Ukraine Friday, a humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling. Pro-Russian rebels were evacuating civilians, and there was a car bombing in the eastern city of Donetsk. According to estimates from Western officials, Russia now has between 169,000 and 190,000 troops in and around Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Harris is heralding NATO unity amid the Ukraine standoff, while appearing and hearing pleas from the former Soviet Republic.
The Biden administration's pushing the message that Russian aggression has only boosted NATO's resolve.
Our greatest strength is our unity.
In Germany, Harris met with leaders of Baltic nations, where the U.S. has boosted its troop presence.
We stand with you.
A small contingent of U.S. troops rotates in and out of Lithuania. President Gitanas Nausėda wants more stationed there permanently.
It is critically important for the security of our region.
Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says the Baltic states know better than most what's at stake now.
We have all lost our independence to Russia once, and we don't want it to happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There is more at VOA.